And now it's time for Castle Country FYI. Today I have Dr. Corey Ewan from the USU Eastern Theater Department. How are you?
I am doing well. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you came in. You're here to tell us about the last production of the year.
The last one. And I'm just got to tell you, a big heavy sigh of relief.
I bet. You've been busy this year. So tell us a little bit about what's the name. Give us a little summary of what we have in store.
Rumors is a farce written by Neil Simon. It is about a group of friends who are arriving at a dinner party for the deputy mayor of New York. And they find that there's been an incident. He has shot himself in the ear. And so the first couple of there is trying to keep that information away from every other guest that comes in, and the lies build and people get burned and they have whiplash because of Porsches hitting BMWs. It's pretty wild fun.
How many is in the cast?
We have 12 people, actually. We have 6 men, 6 women.
So you've been kind of doing smaller productions this year. Is that just due to the fact of where you guys are set now in the?
Yeah, because we're in the Black Box Theater, the new theater on campus. It's a lot smaller venue. In fact, for seating this time, we've only got seating 81, I think it is.
Oh, wow.
So it's getting small. Well, it's getting smaller and smaller because nobody's coming out to the plays. So,
we got to get people out there.
I know. Well, you know, there's so many other things for them to do, and theater is not at the top of a lot of people's lists.
Well, it's a beautiful new building. They need to come out and see it. So
it is.
They haven't
it is
been
a
there.
Jewel in Carbon County. I think it is beautiful.
Every time I go up my road, it's right there. That's the first thing I see when I come up my road to go to my house.
That's
I love it.
First thing I see every morning, too, but that's because I work there.
Well, you brought some cast members in with us.
I did. I have Braden Summers with me here. Braden is from Stansbury High School up north. And Cheryl Uiva'a is from Desert Hills High School down in the St. George. And they're both playing roles in the show, and I'll let you chat with them, and I'm going to sit in a corner.
All right. Braden, tell us a little bit about your role.
My character name is Leonard Gans, Len, and it's just really fun because we come in and we're all good friends with Charlie, the man who shot himself. And so we go in and we find out all this. And there's a part where my wife and I in the play freak out because we don't want him dead and we think he is. And it's just funny.
Barrel of laughs. Is that
yeah.
it? That
yeah.
describes it? Is it hard to keep a straight face?
Yes. yeah, it is. I don't. There's just moments in the play where it's just so funny for everybody. And
well, I'm excited to come and watch that and have everyone else. Now, Cheryl, step on up to the mic and tell us what your character's name is and how it relates.
Well, my character is Claire Gans. It's actually Lenny's wife. And me and Claire, we actually share a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's very slow and kind of dumb, and that's how I am, so I mean, it fits perfectly.
I beg to differ. I wish there was a camera in the studio. This girl is drop dead gorgeous. She is beautiful, beautiful girl.
Oh, thank you.
So, are you excited to be in this? Have you been in any of the other productions this year?
I have not. I've done tech for the last show that was here, but it was my first year, and I was kind of scared to audition, so but I mean, I kind of warmed up, so.
So here you are on stage.
Yeah.
I'm sure
awesome.
You're going to do a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank
now,
you.
Now, Corey, step back up. Okay. Let us know when we start this.
We open April 14th, so next Thursday, a week from today. We'll play Friday and Saturday. We aren't having matinees anymore. They were really kind of poorly attended, and it was costing us money. We weren't really making any money on it, so we've discontinued the matinees. And then we'll pick it back up the following Thursday, which is April 21st, and we'll play to the 23rd. And curtain time is, as always, 7:30. So you'll want to get to the theater early. And again, seating is going to be fairly limited, so you may want to get there soon. It is general seating. But I think they'll like the way it is. We've got the set on one corner and the audience on the other. And we haven't done that before. So we have
something
two
a little
sides.
Different this time.
Every time we put the audience and sets in there, we kind of change up how it's configured.
And you say all the time, beautiful lighting in the...
Oh, my gosh. It's just all LED. We are the only fully 100% LED lit theater in the state.
So this is going to start next Thursday.
Yes.
April 14th, 15th, and 16th. And then they'll start again the following week, the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Curtain is at 7:30 sharp.
Absolutely.
And they're pretty strict on that.
We are pretty strict. And we make fun of you if you come late.
I can imagine you doing that. Now, what is the cost to get in?
Well, adults, $10, and then seniors is $7. And if you are a USU Eastern student with a current ID, that's $1. Otherwise, it's $5. And then any other student from any other school, high school or university, it's $5. And faculty and staff is $5.
That's a bargain.
It is. It's cheaper than the movies, but, you know, maybe not as spectacular.
I think it will be.
We can't compete with Zootopia.
That was a good one.
It was a good one.
Yeah. So this is Rumors. It's Neil Simon.
Neil Simon, who's always funny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it starts again next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7:30. And then the following week, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, that's the 21st through the 23rd. Go check it out. And like I said, it's in the new
Peterson Black Box Theater.
Yep, so that's the brand
new instruction building.
Yep, the brand new building there on campus. So Corey, Cheryl, Braden, thank you for coming in.
Thanks
Appreciate
for having
it
us.
Very much. This has been a Castle Country FYI.